Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the Beef Checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the Beef Checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the Beef Checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state Beef Council Board of Directors or on a national level with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the Beef Checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
In today's cattle futures market, we're under pressure for the third day in a row here. We had the feeder cattle down $1.10 in January, put them at $138.60, March down $1.47 at $139.80. April's $1.32 lower at $141.65. December live cattle winding down here, but they were up 7 at $112.50. There was some cash trade today at $111, so $1.10 last week, $1.11 today. We'll continue to take those increases. I think there's quite a few cattle left asking about $113 and $114. So hopefully we can get even higher. The box beef at midday was up 23 cents on choice, $210.53. Select had a big rally of $4.38 higher on the day at $199.86. Overall, again, it seems like the cash trade this week's higher. That's lifting it. The slaughter today was 117,000, so that's a lift up from last week's 113,000. Week to date, we're at 352,000 last week, same time, 351,000. So we're chugging right along there. And again, the 111 cash trade seems to be one of the drivers here. The hog market today was steady across the board. It was up 40 in February at 67.67. May hogs were down about 7 cents here at 75.92.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
The grain markets continue to surge higher today, led by the wheat markets. Kansas City July closed up 15.5 cents at 6.05 even. So that would be a new high for this move so far on the wheat. The previous highest levels were about a week ago on the 22nd of December, and then back in October 22nd, it got as high as 5.86, but today's high is 6.05. So crazy, crazy strong market there for the wheat market. Corn up 8 cents. It's also forging new highs here. Put March corn at 4.74, up 8.5. The beans are up 2 to 8 cents. January beans up 8.25 at 13.01. So the grain markets across the board. Last night late, the South American port workers in Argentina, they made an agreement, so the strike's winding down, and there's a lot of ideas that the market would pull back on the freeing up of that grain. There was an estimated 162 unloaded boats for the export market there that are going to be starting to get filled now. So the thought that the freer flow of grain around the world due to that would maybe alleviate some of the supply tightness for the corn and beans, but the market didn't really think that as it rallied so much higher today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
And Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.